You two are bad friends.
Who are these two idiots?
A white dude and an Asian dude.
You two are disgusting.
Well, you two are something.
We're bad friends.
Who's back from Hawaii? Who's back from spending
she too
much time
partied hard over
it?
There,
you
too.
You did. Dude, I heard you raged, huh?
Partied hard, huh?
Yeah, tough guy.
Huh? Who's a tough guy?
Did you get tan, tough guy?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Look at her. Superwoman. Superwoman.
Soul Brown. Wow, you had some fun. I saw on the internet how much fun you had.
Yeah.
Did you love Hawaii or what?
I want to move there.
You want to move to Hawaii?
You want to move to Hawaii, little baby?
What job are you going to get in Hawaii?
Yeah.
I don't know. A lifeguard.
They pay well.
Oh, they do.
You can buy a house with the lifeguard
fee. You can buy anything you want if you're a lifeguard.
Yeah.
Can you save people?
I'll try.
You'll try.
You'll try.
Look at this.
What's this?
This is Jules at the party. Someone sent this. This is... This was at the party in Hawaii.
Yeah.
Everyone's having a good time. Yeah. And Rudy Jules.
First of all, who the fuck sleeps like that?
That's insane.
Yeah, to sleep like that.
Do you always sleep like that on your stomach?
Yeah.
Yeah, I like it.
Really?
Yeah.
Is it like a thing you did when you were a little kid or something? When you were like a baby, maybe?
Maybe.
You've always slept
maybe
that way?
Maybe in the before life, you were a turtle.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
That's why you want to move to Hawaii. Mm-hmm. What did you do? You went deep sea scuba surfing? Skimming,
you guys saved swimming? A turtle, no?
You saved a turtle?
They served a turtle.
We saw a monk seal, dolphins, and kept
Was biting. It meditating? How do you know it's a monk?
Because of the Kalila said.
Was there a temple? I mean, I don't was there,
there
candles
was a
being
Buddha.
Lit?
He was like, oh, oh.
Yeah, yeah. So they're called monk seals?
Yeah.
I wonder why. Are they peaceful?
Yeah, they are. They're very peaceful.
Is that what it is?
They don't fight. They used to be violent. The regular seals are violent.
Right.
And monk seals don't. They have no violence whatsoever. They're Buddhists. Wait. There's a video. There was a video of you online where you went diving and you stayed underwater for like a good 2 minutes.
No.
That's what it looked like.
Yeah.
You can hold your breath for a long time. I was actually surprised. And then you went kind of in a little cave. Was that scary?
No.
See, that would give me so much panic.
No, but Kalila and them, they're real sea people.
Well, yeah, they're island
folk. No, even beyond that, I think it genetically they're just sea people.
You think you were born in the sea?
Yeah. I'm a land guy, for sure.
Without a doubt.
Without a doubt, I'm a land guy.
You're a land.
Yeah. Deep land.
Deep highland.
Not even highland.
You should move to the highlands.
Maybe.
You don't like the water.
No, but they've made me go in there before.
Do you dive down?
I try. What I'll do is I'll go, I'm going to do it. And then when I see them at the bottom, I'm already back in the car. So I'll go deep.
Yeah.
Deep. They're in the bottom. I'm in the car playing some game on my phone. Yeah.
That reminded me when you dove down and you were, it was like in slow motion.
Yeah.
It made me feel how long the guy in Octopus Teacher used to hold his breath for. You watched that, didn't you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then 2 nights in a row, I ate octopus.
Good. It makes it
so
tastier.
So good.
It makes it tastier.
It's so good.
Yeah.
We went to the Korean barbecue place that you suggested, and we had...
No, did you go to Chosun?
Yeah, we did. And we had two kinds of octopus. And then, because I was with my friend Emmy, you know Emmy?
Yeah.
Yeah, from the movie. You remember Emmy?
Yeah.
She asked for this thing. It's like a octopus potato pancake. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
I don't know the name of it. But do you know what? Have you ever had that? Wow.
Did you like that Korean restaurant?
So good.
Did you like that Korean restaurant?
Yeah. What are you talking about? So good.
Yeah.
Korean barbecue is genuinely
one of the best.
Up there of my favorite meals.
Really?
Oh, yeah, dude.
Yeah, thank you.
Because I love that they tell you what different kinds of meat and she cooks it at different temperatures.
Yeah,
I
thank
love
you.
That.
Finally.
The only thing I don't like
is the people.
Is the people.
The people are annoying.
No, the only thing I didn't like of all the Korean stuff was I don't like the macaroni salad, the side bowl
Why?
Thing. I don't like mayonnaise.
Okay.
Yucky. That's like.
But they bring out a bunch of different plates, no?
I know. The kimchi was good.
Yeah.
The pickles, the spicy pickles.
Yeah.
Oh, that stuff was so good. I love Korean barbecue,
I
man.
I do too.
Take me.
Whenever I see, maybe you can take this the wrong way, but
take
this
it.
Is the truth. This is that if I see a, like that, the movie The Cove,
mm-hmm.
where the dolphins are being slaughtered in that bay.
Yeah.
I get hungry for dolphin.
Dolphin fin
it's
soup.
It's really weird. It's like, I mean, I get hungry. Yeah.
Look at all that
Look
blood.
At all that. You could just put that into a soup. You scoop it from the bay.
Right.
Boil it right there.
Or you just, or you learn how to make a, cut a hole.
It really is sad. Have you seen that documentary?
It's not that sad.
No, it's pretty sad.
It's really sad.
But you know what?
I don't like hurting dolphins.
But here's my argument, though.
But you can hurt a lot of other things.
When they say dolphins are the smartest sea mammals.
They are.
Right?
They have sex for fun.
Then why? Like, for me, it's like, if I'm swimming into a bay,
mm-hmm.
and it's blood, mm-hmm. there's blood.
Yeah.
I'm going the other direction. Like, no. It's like walking down an alleyway and you see blood in an alleyway.
You see a guy getting stabbed?
Yeah. Would you not?
And he's like, go the other way.
Yeah.
Just keep walking towards him.
Would you walk the other way?
100%.
So how bright are they, really?
Well, they're going to save their friend. They want to know, what is he okay?
Yeah.
They're...
And can they do a different noise? Yeah, I don't like the... Yeah, do a different noise.
Yo. What do you want
to
sound like?
Don't make it... Don't make it urban.
Hey, man. Why? It's not... How is that urban?
All right, maybe that...
Hey, man.
Maybe they won't... Hey, man, that hurts, dog.
Hey, what? Wait, what's that dog? See, don't add dog.
It's a dog doing it.
A dog is killing me.
Yeah, that's why it's in it.
Hey, a dog. Man.
Yeah.
I don't know. They do need a different noise. Do your dolphin. That's really good.
That's
wow, that was really good.
Guess what? Don't laugh. Who'd you swim with?
Dolphins.
What?
Did you?
Yeah.
You swam with dolphins?
And there was a baby.
Could you stand on their nose? Can they push your feet, right? Isn't that what they do?
Yeah, but we didn't do that.
I did that in Mexico one time.
Yeah. I swim with them. You know what I do?
Yeah.
I ride them.
You get on top?
Oh, yeah, they let me. They'll stop right now, and I'll get on their back, right?
Did you do?
What?
In the blowhole?
Well, that's how I get locked into the seat.
You ride it backwards?
Yeah, you got to lock in. Yeah. I get locked in, yeah. But dolphins are fun to ride. But anyway.
Wait. Tell me how you rode. Did you hold on to the fins?
Yeah.
You held onto the fins, and it's two dolphins, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. In Mexico, I know this was illegal. I know this was wrong. In Cabo one time, or Puerto Vallarta, wherever we were, the guy was like, he's like, okay, he push with your foot. You put your foot on his nose, he push you. And I was like, oh, really? Is that, that's not going to hurt? And he's like, no, it's okay.
Yeah.
And then I slammed my foot like against its face.
Why?
No, not on purpose.
Yeah.
But like to like get in there.
Yeah, imagine a pale red foot being pressed against your face. How insulting is
oh,
that?
Oh, by the way, and then I had to put on all this sunscreen, and the dude was like, no, you can't get it in the water. It's bad for the dolphin. And I was like, I have to have it. He's like, no, maybe a little bit. And I was like, okay. Like 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Then I get in. He's like, oh, it's bad. And as soon as I get in, you know, the oil, you can see it pool on the top of the water.
Yeah.
And he was like, he's going to kill the dolphin. He's going to die.
Yeah.
So he's dead now, dude. I killed a dolphin. I rode him on the nose, and then I kaplunk, dip my shit in there, and now he's dead.
Let's be more positive.
Sorry. He's alive.
Good.
Nah, he's dead, dude. He went to the cove.
Yeah, I drank my... I have a story that people don't believe that I did because they think, oh, how dumb are you?
Mm-hmm.
Right? And but that's why I'm afraid to tell the story because it doesn't seem like it's real.
What did you do?
So I was with Kalila and we were in a Hawaiian trip, but then we ran into a school of jellyfish. So then I had bumps from the top of my head down to my feet.
Wait, you swam into it?
Yeah.
You didn't see it?
Well, they're translucent.
It's a school. You can see a lot of them.
I don't open my eyes when I'm in the water.
You don't?
No, I'm like, you know, I get scared.
Do you open your eyes underwater?
Yeah, we wear a mask.
Yeah, I didn't wear a mask.
Oh, you just, what?
I was just like, you know what I mean? You know, and but everyone ran into them.
Like you, Kalila.
Everyone, right?
Yeah.
So we were with these two white dudes and they're like ocean photographers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the ones with the abs.
The hot guys.
That's what I wanted to say.
Yeah, hot guys.
Yeah, sexy hot guys.
Like surfer bros.
Right. So we were all standing around. They're like, I go, I'm so itchy. Or like, we're all itchy, dude. Just urine. Right?
You have to pee on yourself.
But I didn't. No. So what? They pulled their dicks out.
These guys?
Yeah. And they started peeing into a cup.
Drink it.
Well, that's what happened. So I. So what happened was.
No.
Yes.
No.
So I go. oh, I'm not going to do it with you guys. I'm just going to go behind. So I went behind like a tree and I peed in the thing and then I drank it.
No.
And then when I came back, I saw them putting it on their body and I go, oh, it goes on the body? And they're like, what'd you do with it? I go, and not a lot came out. You know what I mean? So I didn't do it.
It's in the body.
Yeah, it's in the body.
You now, drank when I tell that story, pee?
Yeah, I told that story on stage and no one believed me.
I mean, I believe it. Knowing you, I believe
you believe it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, right
good,
away.
Good.
Yeah. Yeah. I saw someone get out of the water with a jellyfish sting and it was so bad one time. It was huge. It like welted up their body. You're lucky you didn't get
like you well the manta ray. What's the big one called?
Manta ray is
not,
a stingray.
Not a manta ray. There's a big one called the
box jellyfish can kill you.
Not
I think.
The box one. There's one called with an M. Look it up.
No.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm a Paul Manafort. Yeah, that's him.
What's it?
Yeah, Paul Manafort.
Paul Manafort.
You know him.
Yeah. Jellyfish.
Jellyfish M. M jellyfish. What? Oh, Man of War.
Man of War.
Oh, yeah, the Man
that's
of War.
That's what I'm thinking of, the Man of War.
Portuguese. Now, click on that image. Look at how beautiful that is. I feel like you die from that. It's cool.
No, that one, you'll die. Well, they call it a Man of War for...
Used to throw that in war at people.
I don't know. Why do they call it that? But it sounds scary.
Why do they call it Man of War? That is beautiful. Look at the colors in that
it's
thing.
It's beautiful. But I, if you touch that, you'll die.
Right, Rude? Don't you like that?
Yeah.
Well, no. If you touch the stingers, if you touch the up top itself, it's not that bad. If the stingers get you.
You know what that looks like to me?
Uh-huh.
Donald Trump's penis. I always thought that Donald Trump's penis was translucent
like a Man of War.
That. Yeah, yeah.
By the way, he would take that and spin that. He'd go, of course it is. Man of War is the most powerful jellyfish. Just like my powerful penis. Yeah. Most powerful penis you've
why
ever
is it called
seen.
It that?
Type, why is it called Man of War? It is very beautiful. The colors of the
it's
purple and the
one.
Blue.
Look how beautiful it is.
That's what they say, right? Like the most poisonous things are the prettiest.
It gets its name from the uppermost polyp, a gas-filled bladder, or pneumata.
Is it
whatever.
Dangerous, man?
Well, the part that sits above the water, it resembles an old warship.
It looks like an old warship.
Ah.
That's cool.
That's pretty cool. But is it dangerous?
The tentacles are the Man of War's second organism. Sting is rarely deadly to people. No, see, okay. It's not. Deadly jellyfish.
Yeah, yeah,
most something. Deadly jellyfish. I want to know which one that. There it is. The box, see? Yeah, the box
that's
is the
it?
One.
Australian
that kills
box?
You instantaneously.
It does?
Yeah, man. Look at that. The sting from a box jellyfish could be enough to send you to Davy Jones's locker. A watery grave.
Wow.
These things are so deadly that they say most people die from a small little sting.
Yeah, but it looks deep in the water, though.
Well, they'll come. No, it'll come up. I mean, yeah, it usually goes down. But look at its eyes.
Those little eyeballs, huh?
So wait a minute. Time out, though. Back it up. You spent all that time in Hawaii. What did you do? You were gone for so long.
Diving, snorkeling.
Every day, just diving and snorkeling.
And spearfishing.
Yeah, you guys love spearfishing.
And guess what
fishing.
You did? What'd you do?
I got 3 fishes.
Which kind? What kind?
Coles.
They spearfished 3.
Wait, what are they called?
Coles.
Coles?
Yeah.
What is a cole? What is that?
You could just search it up, but it's like a small one.
Cole fish. Oh, like that. They look so cute. And you killed that guy?
Yeah.
Did you eat him?
Yeah.
Was he good?
Really good.
Yeah, really good. They look good.
Here's the cutest sea creature.
What is
on
it?
On the beach.
Tell Pete so he can pull it up.
Spider shell. Wait.
Spider.
Spider shell eyes.
Spider shell eyes?
Yeah. So look at. Okay, so there's a shell right there, right? Not that one. How cute.
It's just a shell and little eyeballs come up?
Bro, how fucking cute, dude.
What does it look like? Look what it looks like outside of its shell. You know,
no, I don't want to. I don't want to. I just care about
show him what it looks like outside of the shell. No.
I like it in the shell.
Do spider
like there.
No, do outside of shell.
We eat that.
You do?
Why?
It's good.
Look at how cute they are. You can't eat them.
It's
with
good.
With the little eyes out there.
Oh, what? That's just, it's like a conch shell.
It's a conch shell, but they have little eyes coming out of there.
I know, but I want to see the man inside.
It's probably just eyes.
That's it, just the eyes, just two
floating
eyes.
Maybe two eyes, maybe.
No body attached to it?
So you eat, are they good?
Yeah, really good.
Yeah? What, you in the Philippines?
Mm.
Really?
Yeah.
So how you crack them open and then they're like,
No, you use like a needle and you stab it.
Ew,
inside.
Dude.
Oh.
That's the spider shell. That's what they look like?
Is that what they look like?
What is it called, the thing that we're looking for? It's not called a spider shell.
Just look at the eyes. Oh, just focus on the eyes and forget what the body looks like.
That is cute.
Just imagine you're just walking along the beach. Boop, you see a shell and you see the two little eyes sticking out there. You wouldn't eat it.
Well, these savages.
I know, but they're
would.
Savages, man.
Time out.
Yeah.
Let's say goodbye, good night, farewell, adieu to the wonderful, incredible,
Ed
amazingly
Asner.
Talented Ed Asner.
Yeah.
He's gone. Do you know who that is? The actor from Up.
Do you see my photo with him?
Oh.
Yeah, you did the thing that I hate when people do when they post a photo when somebody dies, like you ever gave a shit.
Bro, stop.
So annoying.
Stop.
Here's a guy who died in me. Hey, this guy died, and I'm also here. So annoying.
What I do is annoying?
It's so annoying when someone posts a photo of the guy that just died, like they were best buds.
But can I...
Would you have ever posted that photo if he didn't die? No,
I had. Well,
you're holding
all,
on to the photo
bro,
until
stop,
he
stop.
Dies.
No. Stop.
That's dead stock.
Stop. The reason why I got the fucking photo, right?
Yeah.
Okay, there we go.
There's the photo of Bobby with dead Ed.
Okay, so dead. The reason why I got the photo, this photo is off of my Twitter.
Uh-huh. So
I had already posted it.
Sure.
And I screenshot it and reposted it.
Yeah.
That's number one. Okay. Number two, that wasn't my only encounter with the man.
How did you see Ed again?
I saw him before this.
When?
So one day I get a call from the country music channel.
CMT.
CMT.
Right? Listen here, little Korean boy.
CMT goes, we're trying to do sitcoms. How about you, Dave, Tom Arnold, and Ed Asner?
Perfect. Brothers? Just three brothers.
No. But, but.
Three men and a baby?
No. So we were in a hardware store.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And Ed Asner, I have an accent in it. This is back in the day when they made me just do accents.
Yeah.
Hello, my name is Tosho, or whatever my name was.
Which
right?
You love, by the way.
I love it.
Yeah.
So they had, we only did a pilot, but the storylines with me and Ed were like, him and I would do like, they wanted to do it edgy. So him and I would do a cocaine run and we're late to work.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I mean, in this hardware store. So I worked with him for 3 weeks on that.
Wow.
And then I did that talk show with Tom Green. So I feel like I did know him.
Did he ever say anything or reach out to you ever again?
No.
He didn't give a shit about
it. No, but can I say this?
Who?
No.
Bobby Lou?
Stop.
Who's Bobby Lou?
Can I stop?
I don't like Bobby Lou.
Stop.
Do I know him?
But.
Oh, that little noodle?
Will you stop?
That little noodle Bobby Lou? Yeah, no. I like him. He's good.
He knew, but he.
I love Bobby Lou. That dirty little noodle.
He remembered my foot.
What?
So there we go.
Remembered your foot?
He remembered.
How disgusting your
foot. That my left foot was fungi.
Yeah.
So when I did the pilot, he knew, yeah. Right? And then when I did Tom Green's show with him.
He remembered
the foot. He in the show, he goes, get that fucking foot away from me.
I love that dude.
Okay? And then afterwards, we went to Smokehouse.
Love Smokehouse.
Right?
That's my, you know, that's
and
my
he spot. Had beef stroganoff.
Mm.
So am I allowed to fucking post a photo?
No.
Well,
still no.
Never then.
No.
So if I died,
mm-hmm.
Would you post a photo?
I would immediately post something and write, looking for a new co-host of Bad Friends ASAP.
I don't think you would.
Yes, I would.
That's ridiculous.
That would be my homage to you.
No.
What would I do? Post all the photos we have together on my phone? That's insane.
I would post a photo of you and just underneath my caption would be Endgame.
Endgame?
Yeah.
That's it? That's
yeah.
What you...
And the RIP Bad Friends.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
But honestly, rest in peace to Ed Asner. Of course you could post a photo. It actually was so cute and heartfelt and sweet to know that he was a big comedy fan. A bunch of people have said he was big in the comedy, like knew a bunch of stand-ups.
He loves it.
And also, I saw this video that I wanted to show. This is the best Ed Asner send-off that I've ever seen.
Okay, go ahead.
No, go ahead. Look, this is perfect. His nephew, grandson posted this. I literally just saw it pop up today, and it made me laugh so fucking hard. That's Ed. Look
That's
at that.
Ed. Oh.
You have any choice words to say?
Fuck you.
You want to say it again?
Fuck you.
I love you too. I love you too.
What a cool
That's
guy.
That's what I like about
yeah,
him.
Yeah, fuck you.
He's that guy.
Yeah, he is. ShipStation.
Oh my God. Without ShipStation, we wouldn't be able to get our merch out to you.
How would we get the gears to you guys?
Yeah, but because of ShipStation, we rely on this company.
Yeah, man.
To get our precious merchandise
to you.
To you and your loved ones.
If you guys are starting your own online store, selling what you love or putting products out there, orders are coming in fast. Now, the hard part comes in shipping them out. Luckily, ShipStation makes it easy, simple to import, manage, and ship your orders out fast for a lot less money. It's no wonder ShipStation is the number one shipping software for e-commerce sellers with more than 5-star reviews than anyone else.
No matter what you're selling, Amazon, Etsy, or your own website, ShipStation funnels all your orders into one simple interface that you can manage from anywhere, even your cell phone.
We use it here, and it's incredible because they use carriers like UPS, FedEx, and USPS, and you can compare carriers and choose the best solution every time.
With ShipStation, small businesses can access now the same rates usually reserved for Fortune 500 companies without the contracts or commitments.
Ship more in less time. Use our offer code BADFRIENDS to get a 60-day free trial. That's 2 months free of no hassle, stress-free shipping.
Just go to ShipStation.com, click on the microphone at the top of the page, and type in BADFRIENDS.
That's ShipStation.com, offer code BADFRIENDS. Make ship happen.
HelloFresh. I love being a chef.
You are.
I am. I'm a pure chef. And when I see a HelloFresh box outside my home, I get so excited. I bring all the ingredients upstairs and I cook something up and I follow the directions. It's very easy and the food is very delicious and high grade stuff.
It is really good. The best part is it's quite affordable and it's why it's America's number one meal kit because everything is pre-measured and it's easy to do. I'm not a smart person and I know almost nothing about cooking, but they lay it out for you so simply that they've got this family-friendly menu. It's a big win for back-to-school sessions if you're out there with easy, delicious recipes for drama-free dinners at home.
They also offer 50 menu and market items to choose from every week, from vegetarian meals mm-hmm. and calorie-smart choices to extra-special gourmet options.
That's the Bobby Lee way. The fall harvest is officially on with HelloFresh, by the way. Seasonal recipes you can count on like pumpkin cinnamon rolls and Friendsgiving ready sides, as well as fresh, high-quality ingredients that travel from the farm right to your front door in less than a week.
That's right.
Okay.
Go to HelloFresh.com/BadFriends14 and use code BadFriends14 for up to 14 free meals, including free shipping.
That's incredible. Go to HelloFresh.com/BadFriends14. Use code BadFriends14 for up to 14 free meals, including free shipping.
America's number one meal kit. Oh, up, dude.
Up is the... It made me cry so hard.
That montage scene?
You mean you're talking the vignette at the beginning?
The montage. They don't call it vignette.
It's called a vignette.
It's a montage.
It's a vignette.
Google it.
Montage is a compilation of scenes.
A series of scenes.
Yeah.
A vignette is what?
A vignette is something that's it starts the film. It's a little vignette, a little small slice, a brief.
But what I'm saying though is,
look. A vignette. It was a small vignette.
What I'm saying, though, is a montage, right, mm-hmm. is a bunch of scenes. A vignette is one scene. The up...
Can I tell you something?
Yeah.
We're both wrong.
Can I just defend my point, though?
But we're both wrong. There was a montage in that vignette, but it's a vignette.
No. I know what you just did. Hello. If it's a montage, go fuck yourself.
No.
Because it's a bunch of scenes, right, through their life, right?
Yeah, but a montage.
Which makes it a montage.
No. There was a montage in that little short film. That was a short film up top.
Yeah. It's not a short film.
It was a short.
It was a part of the fucking movie. It's not like the movie, like there was a short film and then the movie started.
That's why it was a little vignette.
I won that one. I can't believe it.
No. There's a montage in that
anyway,
vignette.
Whatever it is, that thing.
The vignette.
The montage.
Was incredible.
It is incredible.
The montage is a hotel.
It's a...
The vignette is a thing that
a vignette
just
is like a sauce that you go on salad.
So far off.
Okay.
The vinegar you're talking about?
I don't know. I don't know. But what I'm saying, though...
It made me cry.
Can we just go with the thing that... The point was
it made me cry.
It was an emotional little journey.
The most emotional vignette I've ever seen.
The best montage I've ever seen.
The best vignette I've seen in a film. It made me cry.
Yeah. Anyone
rest in peace, Ed Asner.
Fuck that. No, I love
Whoa,
it. No,
what
no.
the fuck?
Rest in peace, but let's go back to the montage vignette. You fans, right? Let's do a fucking poll. Is that opening thing, right, a vignette or a montage?
We would have to ask Fancy. He'd be the only one that would know. You can't. These people, they're not film students.
And see how denigrating and how he looks down to you.
A word that you don't know.
Right? See how denigrating and how it looks down to people.
So what does denigrated mean?
Putting down. Ripping apart. Pushing down. Listen, okay?
See how so denigrated just, he is to you?
All right, so... You heard it.
You heard that first, somewhere right? On the radio.
No. So I see what you do, what you're doing right
you
now.
You hear words and then you take them here because
right
I know
now.
You can't do them
what
anywhere
you,
else.
You're doing
can you imagine on
you,
stage
dude.
Say Bobby being like, when Bobby was a little boy, he was denigrated by his neighbor. Can you imagine doing your set and using big words?
Yeah, yeah.
If you did your stand up
so,
and used big words, it'd make
so
me laugh so
sad.
Hard.
It's so sad that when you're wrong, you have to attack in that way. It's so
you using
fucking
big words.
Sad.
By the way, that's a comedy I'm going to pitch.
Yeah.
You just using big words.
Okay, stop. All right. That's funny to you, Jules. You're grounded. Now listen.
Oh, what the fuck? She'll go back to Hawaii. She doesn't care.
She didn't care. Yeah.
Rest in peace, Ed Asner. We love you.
We love you, man.
I'm so jealous that you got to work with that fucking guy. Even if it was a shitty pilot. There's only a group of guys, of actors that I like want to work with because I think
how
they're cool or
shitty?
Funny. What do you mean? You said it was shitty.
I know, but don't say it like that.
It was a shitty pilot.
It wasn't shitty.
Did it go?
It didn't go, no.
It was shitty.
Yeah, who's... You think the country music station is going to pick up a show with me, Tom Arnold, and Ed Asner?
Yep.
That seems like a home run.
It does. It seems like I would buy that in a second.
Yeah.
What shows are on CMT, by the way?
I think it's dead now. The network's dead.
It is?
Yeah. There's no more CMT.
How could that be? Country Music Channel's huge. No, dude, Nashville. Look at that. That was a big show.
Is CMT still around as a network?
Is CMT a network? It's got to be. Or, well, just someone bought it maybe and they just own
Let's
it now.
Let's just see.
Wow.
What?
As of January 2018, approximately 92 million U.S. homes receive CMT. That's a fuckload. Yeah, it's still around. 92 million people have CMT.
That means it's canceled.
Country music is fun. Go back real fast. Okay, zoom in and let's just try to guess what these shows are about. This is how little we'll know. Zoom in more. What's Nashville about, Jules? Do you know?
Rich people.
That's it. Say yeah. No more. You got it. Dude Perfect. Oh, that's got to be new because you know who those guys are? You know those guys, Dude Perfect. They like throw a basketball off the wall and kick a fucking golf ball
no,
through
I don't
a hole.
Know, though.
Okay, what's Sun Records? What's that about?
Go ahead.
I bet you it's a lot like Music City.
Sun Records was a historical record company.
Let her tell the show.
Oh, sorry.
It's about teenagers
mm-hmm. uh-huh.
trying to be singers.
Yep. And what's Music City about? Get ready. It's going to be a similar log line.
It's about adults
trying to be singers.
Okay.
What's Broken Skull about? Come on, let's go 3 for 3 here.
Gangsters.
Such an easier joke there. The easy joke would have been ex-inmates trying to be singers. Come on.
Gangsters trying to be singers.
Thank you.
Dallas
Cowboys cheerleaders.
What's wrong with you?
I'm on one today.
I know. You're hyperactive.
My leg is killing me.
Is that what happened?
My sciatica is going nuts.
Did you sleep good last night?
A little bit. I was thinking about you last night.
Like what?
Because of yesterday. We can't tell anybody what happened yesterday.
Let's talk about it a little bit.
We can.
So yesterday, me and Andrew showed up here.
Both of us exhausted.
Exhausted for some reason.
Well, I was shooting all fucking day. I was so tired.
And we turned the cameras on.
And
Fancy sat there.
And turned them right off.
Yeah. Are we going to use some of that?
Yeah. Let's cut to it right now. Let's introduce today's Rudy.
Only out of default.
Yeah.
Because we tried
to find somebody. To find someone, but we couldn't.
The little one, we should ask the little one again.
We should, but instead
but
we got
in-house.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is like reusing something.
Yeah.
This is like...
I was watching America's Got Talent today, some reruns, and I thought to myself, Andreas, he looks like a ventriloquist.
Like the dummy or the person that does
no,
it?
No, the guy that does it. Like a guy that would like focus all his attention on it.
Okay, like let's... you just
Can you do some ventriloquism?
Oh, I don't know.
That's pretty good.
That's pretty good.
That was actually okay.
can you do it? I think I can do it. Hey, everybody. My name is Morganson. Are you ready to party?
What's your name?
My name is Morganson.
I'm hearing Mopu Morganson. That's him. Mopu?
Yeah, Mopu Morganson.
All right. All right.
Let me do it.
Hi, my name is...
No, your lips. Too much lip.
Hey, everybody. My name is Andres. Hello, fancy me.
That's good.
Is that good?
Yeah. This one girl named Darcy Lynn.
Darcy Lynn. I don't know who that is.
She's like some young girl that got the Golden Bloods years ago on America's Got Talent. But she sings. There she is.
I've seen her. She sings through the puppet.
Yeah.
Everybody wants to rule the world.
That's really good.
Thank you.
Can you imagine?
Do that. Everybody wants to rule the world. She, at the time, she was like, when she won at 12, but now she's like 17.
Now she's 48.
Yeah.
What a weird, 16 years
she's
old.
16, okay.
She's going to start dating people at some point. Then do you think she brings the doll to the dates?
Well,
she's like, I'll have spaghetti, and I'll have soup.
I know, but you know, so there was a black ventriloquist, one of the most famous ones.
Who?
Willie Tyler and Lester.
Oh yeah, Willie Tyler Lester.
Are you being real?
Yes,
I'm being real.
Yes.
So Willie Tyler and Lester, right? One time I was on the road with them when I was young.
Were you open for Willie Tyler Lester?
Well, you know how the La Jolla Comedy Store, they just puts people together.
Sure.
So, like, I was just a regular, and Willie, so this old, you know, old black guy, you know what I mean, who's, if you go to any, like, back in the day, they had ventriloquist conventions.
What?
Yeah, back
in Vegas.
There was,
like, a meetup?
It was, you know, probably in a shitty hotel, like the Hilton.
There's Willie Tyler.
So Willie Tyler.
And Lester is his dummy.
Yeah, Lester's a dummy, right? But he was the biggest one. So, if you would go to a ventriloquist seminar, or, like, I mean, a convention, half the convention would be just... drapes of him, photos of him,
because he was the king.
A legend back in the day, right?
Think of how much puss that guy got from, like,
no. So he tells me the story.
The opposite.
It's a puss story.
Oh,
right. So we're in the condo. I'm like, what do you want to talk about? It's like 2 a.m. after the Saturday night after the shows.
Yeah.
Right? He goes, well, let me tell you a story.
Did he do it through the dummy?
No,
Lester?
No, not Lester's now. Lester's in his case.
How funny, in the middle of the story, he wakes up and he's like, let me tell you the story. Right. So he's in his case propped up.
Right, so he told me the story where he would go on the road back in the 80s, early 80s.
Right.
And he would meet a girl and he had to have Lester propped up.
Like, Watching him?
On the bed.
Oh my God.
Right? And just so Lester would just be, he's pounding away, right? And he's just like there. And like, he goes, some girls didn't like it.
No shit, Willie Tyler.
Yeah. If I was a girl, I would just throw it off the bed.
No, what if some girls did like it though?
What if they're like,
talk dirty to me. And he's like, yeah, girl. And they're like, through Lester.
No, or what if Lester had a dick?
Oh my God.
Like Willie pulled it down and he had a little wooden Pinocchio dick. Yeah. And she starts blowing. She starts blowing Lester. He's like, yeah, you like it? And Lester's like, yeah, you like it?
Yeah. Do you like it?
Yeah.
That's so creepy, it's creepy, man, to have that dog. By the way, do your dogs ever watch you guys have sex?
No. We kick them out of the room.
You do every time?
Oh, yeah. Because my dogs...
Sometimes they jump up and you just got to let them watch.
No, my dogs... are protective over Kalilah.
So they feel like you're attacking her.
No, so if I'm hugging her, right?
Yeah.
The dogs go crazy. They start biting at my ankles.
Well, you do look like you might smother her.
Oh, come on, man.
What if I see you on top and I'm a dog? I'd be like, get off of her!
Yeah, so
I would be
if
scared.
The dogs were in the room, they'd be biting on my neck and like barking. It would be chaos.
Do you guys have dogs?
I do.
Do you let the dog watch you guys hook up?
No.
Pull the mic closer to your face, Rudy.
Yeah, you don't even know what to do.
I mean, God damn.
You've been here for fucking 2 years.
I feel uncomfortable here. It's like, I feel like...
We're uncomfortable with you there as well.
Yeah. You're doing a great job, though. Yeah. And we meandered
for
an hour and a half.
It was so shitty.
And it got to the point where, like, an hour in, we were both thinking it, but, like, we never said anything.
Mm.
And then eventually, it's like somebody, I don't know who said it, but... this sucks.
We both did. There was a point where I go, this is bad. And you were like, this is really bad. But we walked away from it. I'm glad we walked away from it. I think Fancy's energy there was he's getting... This whole battle with George thing that he's got going on, it's put him in a weird place. He's getting real cocky. He's wearing brighter shirts. He's showing up a little bit late. Pete, are you doing almost all the work now?
All of it.
See?
All of it's dumped on me.
Fancy's getting a little too fucking... you know, balloon-headed about the whole thing.
Yeah, I trust Pete more.
Why do you think that is?
I always go down to an apocalyptic moment, and you have your team.
Your squad, yeah.
Right? And immediately, Fancy would not be a part of it.
Yeah, well, he wouldn't be. What would he offer?
Nothing.
He's not going to hunt or gather, complaining. Right.
You know what I mean? All these, the zombies are so crazy out
too
there.
Many zombies.
Too many out there.
They're going to bite?
Yeah, yeah. My wife will eat one, you know?
Oh, he don't beat me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He complained the whole
and
time.
He's like, get the fucking logs like we told you, dude. We got to start a fire. Right?
You know.
But Pete?
Pete.
Pete would like, he'd come up with the stuff like, he would behead two zombies, right? And you, walk around. You know how they did it in The Walking Dead? Walk around with them?
Yeah, with their heads.
He would come up with things.
Yeah, he's a smart guy. Yeah, and he's a thick boy. I bet he could take a punch.
Yeah.
If we got into a big fight, you know?
Yeah.
Pete, could you take a hit?
Oh, hell yeah. I used to box.
Did you really?
That's right.
You think you can beat Jake Paul?
Dude, yeah, think so.
You know Jake Paul fought Woodley last night?
No.
You sad? Did you watch?
It's a mockery of the sport.
I mean, is it? I guess. I don't know. What is it anymore?
For me, it's...
You're a big boxing fan?
It's not just that I'm a boxing fan, but I just feel like it's like, you know, first of all, he fought, you know...
Ben Askren.
Askren as well, right?
And before that, he fought...
And it's like, you know, that's not their skill set, right? I think that if, Jake, you're tough, MMA.
Yeah. But those guys would need to train for 10 years to get to the training that they did.
That's right. So he shouldn't win in a fight situation.
I know, but that's why they say it's equal. That's why they're saying it's equal, because these guys have boxing and jiu-jitsu in their training.
It doesn't matter. Because it's like, imagine like...
It seems fair. It was a pretty fair fight. It was a pretty fair fight.
But Tyrone isn't using his skill set, ground and pound.
I know, but Jake...
Jake can't do it. So
that's what I'm saying. So he's brand new. So they're like, both entering at a zero. They're all both entering
like,
at zero.
Like, it's like this. It's like taking a guy that's a professional tennis player mm-hmm. and another tennis player going, I don't know how to serve.
No, Jake.
So we're going to take that out.
No, that's not true. Jake was never a fucking... It's like taking... This is like taking a professional basketball player and making him play volleyball, because that's an element of basketball is jumping, right? And blocking. Yeah, there's a lot of similarities. And then taking a guy... who's never played professional anything and just trained to be a volleyball player for 2 years. And you were like, go head to head. That's exactly what it's like. There's only some elements of the sport of MMA that make it into boxing. And Jake has none of the professionalism. So he's just been training just for one item. So it's pretty even keeled.
I know, but if...
The fight showed how even it was.
Tyrone Woodley is... His whole career is focused on...
Yeah.
He's not focused on just boxing, right?
Right.
He's focused on jiu-jitsu.
That's my point. But you have to take that away, because then it would be unfair, because Jake's done none of that. So it's only fair if they're both entering at kind of an even
I guess my question is, like, why does Tyrone and Ben Askren even need to do it? I know
money.
For the money.
It's all money.
But that's why it's gross.
But what are you going to say? If somebody came to you and said, Bobby, we want you to do this corporate gig, this corporate stand-up gig on a fucking cruise ship... Nobody there is under 75 and they're all white and they are so fucking racist. They hate Asians. I mean, this is called this boat is called the Kung Flu Cruise.
Okay.
Right?
So what are you asking me?
And we're going to give you $50 million for an hour. Can you come?
And I know I'm going to bomb.
You're not just going to bomb. They're going to boo you. They're probably going to try to attack you a little bit.
Yeah,
but
I would
we'll,
do it. I would
yeah,
do it.
You would.
There's no way. I would do it.
Money. They're going to do it.
It's money.
Those guys, I don't even know what they got. What did those guys get paid? Can you Google that? I'm sure the fucking check that Tyrone got was like insane. It was disgusting. How could you turn it down at some point?
Yeah, what did Tyrone Woodley make?
What is this? One website estimates Paul is guaranteed $1 million and will double that. With his share of the pay-per-view money. Woodley, half that. He got $500,000 for the fight and then doubling that to $1 million after the pay-per-view money is counted. So he gets $1 million, not including all of the other bullshit, promotions. Those guys are making so much money on the side. And I think that's wrong.
It's not wrong. It doesn't seem worth it.
What do you mean? They made a fuckload of money on that thing.
Tyrone Woodley, for the last four UFC fights that he fought, he lost. Right?
Yeah.
Dana White was like, he's done.
That's why he needs this.
I know, but it's like a sad ending to an illustrious career.
But don't we all kind of have a little bit of a sad ending?
Well, no.
I mean, you do. You're going to end up doing bad shit when it's all over. We all are going to make bad movies and TV shows when it's all over.
I do those now.
You know you're mean? Jumping the shark of your career.
Yeah, I want to do it now. But is it bad? It's not. It's like it's like.
What would you rather, him walk away completely from the sport?
So imagine you and I, right?
Yeah.
Right? And let's suppose a Lifetime movie came out to you and we'll give you $1 million to this really shitty, tasteless, you know what I mean? Lifetime movie. Would you do it?
No.
Exactly. That's what that
but
is.
I'm not at the end of my career.
He can figure it out. There's other things he could do.
He tried. That's why he's in the ring.
He's a good broadcaster, right? So he could have started a podcast.
Are you his agent?
No.
He probably tried a bunch of stuff and he was like, fuck it, I'll fight this.
He's not even over. He just ended his fucking UFC career.
I know, and he must be a little bit nervous. Why is he jumping in the ring with this kid?
I don't know. Somebody has to talk to him and go, this is not a good thing. Because he lost, right?
I know, but yes. But look at it like this. You don't know his private life. He could be blowing money. He could be in such debt. Dude, I just heard a fucking rapper on the radio whose name was like Youngblood Ya or some shit. And the fucking radio host was like, do you know he has 8 kids by 5 different women and he's under 40? How the fuck do you pay for all those kids?
Right.
You don't know his life. He might have 6 houses, 10
cars. Pull out.
I know.
Pull out.
I know.
Keeps. This specific message is for Andreas.
Our Andreas used Keeps because we told him to.
Yeah, 2 out of 3 men, Andreas, of men will experience some form of hair loss by the age of their 35s.
Hey, man, we're all getting thinner and older and balder, and more than 50 million men in the U.S. suffer from male pattern baldness. There are only 2 FDA-approved medications that can prevent hair loss, and Keeps offers you...
Both of them.
Both.
Oh, crazy.
Simple, stress-free way to keep your hair... Convenient virtual doctor consultations and medications delivered straight to your door every 3 months. You don't got to leave your house.
Low cost, guys. Treatments start at $10 per month, and Keeps offers generic versions as well.
That's right. Discreet packaging, proven results. It's a no-brainer for the thing that's outside of your brain. If you want to keep your hair and you want to keep it luscious for a long time, prevention is the key. Treatments can take 4 to 6 months to see results. So act fast before you lose it all.
If you're ready to take action and prevent hair loss, go to KEEPS.com/badfriends
to receive your first month of treatment for free. That's KEEPS.com/badfriends to get your first month free. KEEPS.com/badfriends.
Buffy! The greatest thing you've ever done for me.
The greatest bedding. It's earth-friendly and cruelty-free. The most comfortable.
But the thing that you've done for me is what I'm saying.
Oh, what?
Is you gave me a Buffy comforter.
I gave you a Buffy.
And I really love it. And it's like the best comfort I've ever had. And we still use it. It's unbelievable.
It is great to have that one thing on you, and it's Buffy. No more night sweats. Get cozy without overheating. 100% plant-based design is breathable and keeps you comfortable temperature. A way that polyester and down-filled comforters just can't.
Can we talk about the Breeze?
The Breeze.
The Breeze regulates temperature, guys. No more night sweats. Get cozy without overheating. 100% plant-based design is breathable and keeps you at a comfortable temperature in a way that polyester and down-filled comforters cannot.
Just read it. The Breeze is made of eucalyptus fabric inside and out. Softer than cotton, naturally soothes your skin, and it's earth-friendly.
It's hypoallergenic. Plus, its high threat count shuts out dust, mold, and mites for a healthier sleeping environment.
Cruelty-free, no down here. The Breeze brings wellness to bed. Why not choose 100% plant-based bedding that's better for you and the earth that you're rotating on? Buffy offers you a free trial. You can try a comforter in your own bed for free. If you don't love it, return it at no cost, which you won't, because Bob and I both love it.
For $20 off your Buffy comforter, visit Buffy.co and enter Bedfriends. That's $20 off your Buffy comforter when you visit Buffy.co and enter Bad Friends.
For $20 off your Buffy comforter, visit Buffy.co and enter the code
BadFriends.
That's $20 off your Buffy comforter when you use it when you visit Buffy.co and enter the code
BadFriends.
You don't follow Rudy?
No.
Do you guys follow Rudy?
I do.
You do, right?
Yeah, I follow everybody
but
in
today,
the show.
But
not like Bobby. Bobby doesn't even follow me.
You don't follow fans?
I don't really follow you?
No.
I will. I will.
You follow George and you don't follow me, so...
Oh, yeah? What about the fucking shit I was doing for you for the last month?
Yeah, that's true.
Trying
you
to
got
get you
so
more
many
fucking
followers,
you piece of
right.
shit.
You're right. You're forgiven.
Wait a minute. You're forgiven? Wait a minute. Let me see how many followers does George does Fancy have now?
Can I tell you what happened?
Because we can take those away, pal.
I know.
Can I tell you what happened today, though?
Yeah, what? So, 36,000.
I was watching CNN because of the hurricane.
Ida. Is it Ida?
Ida, yeah. I love disasters.
Me too.
Don't you?
Well, it's coming back,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
It's going to ruin the Gulf. Is it?
Maybe.
Is it in New
Orleans? I'm watching the CNNs, and I hear
Stubbo.
What?
Stubbo.
Stubbo.
Stubbo. Like, not from the TV, though. Right? My dog Stubbs is, like, sitting next to me.
Uh-huh.
And I'm completely naked.
Just on your floor?
No, just on a seat in front of the TV in the living room.
Oh.
I know. And I hear,
Stubbo.
Right? So I go, what the fuck? Like, I'm freaking out. And then I look onto the fucking, you know, so we have the TV and there's, like, a cabinet underneath it.
Yes.
And on top of my PlayStation, there's a little white thing with a blue light on it.
It's a camera.
It's a camera.
So they're spying on you with your little penis on the couch.
But all weekend,
yeah,
I was doing weird shit.
What have you been doing?
No, but what I do is I'll like put on the music. No, I'll put on the music, right? Yeah. I don't wear clothes, right? And I'll just start, you know what I mean?
Dancing
in the living room with the dogs and stuff.
Well, who has access to this? Just Kalila? Or
then I call Kalila. I go, she's laughing. And I'm like, are you talking through this little device? She's like, yeah, we've been staring at you all weekend.
Oh, God.
And now I turned it toward the wall.
Good.
Yeah.
Wait, Rudy had to see you like that?
I don't think it was Rudy, though.
I pray to God she didn't have to see you like that.
But it's like, tell me what. Now I think.
Why do they have
those?
There's
other cameras in there.
There's got to be. Why does she need to spy on you? Oh, it's just for the dogs?
I don't know.
I don't know, man. That seems weird.
She misses you.
Or
no, I think it's she thinks that I'm doing stuff that's like scandalous.
What would you be doing? Having people over? Having
orgies? That's not me. No.
Touching the dogs inappropriately? Did you do something you weren't supposed to do?
Well, I do.
Mm-hmm.
No, well, listen, okay.
Yeah.
It's not animal cruelty. I'll leave it. I'm feeding them. Let's just say that.
Oh, shit. Pop, 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 pop. Is that your dog texting you?
It's my mom. I'll just read you. She texts me.
Don't
this.
Make it like it's a bad thing.
No, I love it. But it's like, she sends me these. These poems.
Oh, I like the poems.
However hard the day must have been today, go to sleep with a positive attitude to make tomorrow's day more fruitful. Good night.
That's beautiful.
It's dumb.
Fuck you, that's
she
beautiful.
I don't understand what that means, really.
Because it's in English? You
yeah.
Mean? Oh. What is it in Korean? Is
I
it
don't
just
know. But she sends me, and then she sends me this. The world can be amazing when you're slightly strained.
Fact.
I know, but
look at how
she's
fucking
got like
weird
Fleetwood Mac. I don't know who these people are.
That's the Doors.
Yeah, and then it's like,
when you're strained.
Here's another one. Imagine if someone would have loved you the way you love them, it could have changed everything. Like, what the fuck are you talking about, you fucking idiot?
That's giving her, don't say that. That's giving her something to care about.
I love you, Mom. Yeah, yeah.
She doesn't listen to this.
She doesn't listen to this.
This gives her hope for the new day.
No, I love it. But it's like,
But
I never send her a thing back.
You don't ever respond.
No, I respond with just texts.
Send her back a poem.
I love you, Mommy. I love you so much.
Let's write her a poem. Let's write your mom a poem right now. Can we please?
Oh, no way. She's not going to understand it.
That's the best part.
Yeah, but it's got to be in this style. You got to put it on a card, like a meme-y kind of thing.
No, we don't have time. Let's just make one up for her right now. Let's text her right now something sweet.
All right, what is it?
Okay, so let's say, let's get this.
Yeah, I feel comfortable with this. I don't know why.
It's fine. We're not going to say anything gross or mean.
Go ahead.
When life
Interludes. Yeah. With your consciousness.
Yep.
When life interludes with your consciousness.
You must persevere. You don't know how to spell that.
Yeah, conscious. Yeah, but they have spell check. If I'm close, it'll let.
You must.
When life interludes with consciousness.
You must persevere.
You must.
Persevere. Until the warmth.
Wait, hold on. Yeah, you're right. I don't know how to spell persevere.
I know.
You're absolutely right.
You must
spell it?
Push through.
No, persevere. How do you spell it?
Per.
P-E. I did that already.
Sa.
S-A.
Veer.
V. Oh, there it is. When life interludes with consciousness, you must persevere.
And let the light.
And let the light.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. And let, and, no, and follow the light.
And follow. No, that's, I don't want her to die.
Yeah. Is that a death thing?
Yeah, yeah, to follow the light. And she's going to go, okay, puppy. And she's going to close her eyes and follow that. She's going to be dead.
But I mean.
I don't want her, if she dies from it, I'll be so mad.
If we set this and she dies immediately, yeah. That's incredible.
All right, let's do it.
Yep.
So it's worth experimenting.
The bit. It's definitely worth the bit.
So when life interludes with. No, I can't say it.
When life interludes with consciousness, you must persevere until.
Baby, this doesn't make any sense. Okay.
Baby.
Until the Lord.
Until the Lord.
Until the Lord. Confines you.
Blesses you so.
Blesses you.
Until the Lord blesses you so. Read it out loud.
I'm so afraid to say it. I don't know why. When life interludes with consciousness, you must persevere until the Lord blesses you so.
Perfect. By the way, that'll end up. I feel like that's in a t-shirt in Korea somewhere.
Love you, Mom.
Love you.
Love you.
Love us. Say, I love us.
Love us. What? Well, it doesn't make any sense.
Say, like, I love us.
I love us.
Yeah, like you love her love for you. And she.
No,
like,
it's too impersonal.
Get and do a kiss. Do kiss lips.
No, it's incest. It's incest.
No, it's not.
I'll do a heart.
Do like a, do the.
Well, I'm going to say love you. I can't say
do
love
the
us.
Eggplant. Do eggplant water where it's the wet water.
Okay, I'll do that. I'll do that. Like this.
Exactly.
All right. Okay. Send. Oh, ow.
I know.
You know how good I am at that?
The rhythm is good.
Yeah. One girl tried to hold me in.
Just grab your butt?
Yeah.
No.
She goes, no, she wanted my baby. I could feel it.
Really?
Yeah. And I always announce it loudly.
Yeah.
I'm about to come.
Well, that's, I go.
Yeah.
Right before I go.
And I started pulling out. She And I got out.
You smoothly got out?
I think I nutted on her inner thigh. Like, I got out. And I was like, you try to get me. You're not going to get me. He doesn't, Youngblood, Johan doesn't know how to do that?
I don't know what his name is, Youngblood, Johan? Obviously not. Or obviously he doesn't give a shit. He just doesn't give a shit.
Yeah, it feels good to nut inside. I mean, we shouldn't be talking this in front of Jules, but let me say something.
I mean, okay. You said it. By the way, his name is, Moneybag Yo.
Okay, Moneybag Yo. All right, so if.
Listen up, Moneybag Yo, wherever you are, I know you're listening. Stop coming inside of these chicks.
Yeah, but it's not only that.
There's Moneybag Yo.
Let me look at me. Look at me right now. Mm. Does it feel good to nut inside with no condom?
Yeah, Jules, get out of here.
Get out of here. It feels good, right?
Let's do the PG. Let's do like the PG-13 version. All right,
so
does it feel good to ejaculate
to relieve yourself
without a condom?
To relieve yourself inside a vagina.
Relieve yourself is like peeing. That's like peeing.
Okay,
and that does feel good. Does it feel good to have unprotected sex and finish inside?
An orgasm.
Finish
it
inside.
It feels great.
Phenomenal.
Right? Let me ask you this. No, another different question.
Go ahead.
Does it feel good relieving yourself with your hand when you pull out?
Yeah, of course.
Now, what's the difference? It's like, let's say.
Well, the difference
is pretty
big.
I don't think so.
It's pretty big.
No, because the emptiness inside is the same.
When it's over?
When it's over.
That's the thing women don't comprehend.
Yeah, there's
the moment that we
emptiness inside.
Sad.
You know, there's an emptiness inside after I masturbate.
Of course there
where
is.
Where I'm just, you know, this is what I do.
Because you just killed 10,000 people.
Yeah, not only that, but this is what I do. I do it, and the first thing I do is I look at my hands.
Trembling?
I look like Spider-Man after a bad day. Yeah, like it didn't work one day, the fucking webbing.
Damn it!
Yeah, so it's like, you know, like the thing was clogged in his thing.
Yeah.
Right? So it's that's what it looks like. Oh, it doesn't work.
Like when the end of a soap dispenser has like the, like,
yeah,
come on.
Right? So I'm like, oh, it didn't work. You know, and then it's like, it's dripping. And I don't clean it right away.
What?
No.
No.
Oh, yeah.
What do? You hang out with it?
Well, it's like, it's not like as if like, it's an interesting thing.
No, it's not.
Yeah.
What, do you put it under a microscope?
No. So I look at it. And I sometimes do this with my hands. Right,
like you're you've webbed,
and it creates like a bat wing, right? And I'll just like and look at it, right?
Oh.
And then, but the feeling inside is so empty.
Yeah, it's sad.
It's so sad, and I'm there for like 5 minutes.
5 minutes.
Yeah, and I'll just do this empty, right?
Yuck, dude.
But it's the same feeling when you come inside. I mean, ejaculating inside a woman.
No, it's not.
There's an emptiness inside.
Yeah, but you don't have. But you don't have to. No, it's not. What, is that every time to you?
A lot of times.
I don't feel sad or empty when it's over.
Like when I'm over and I ejaculate, I scoop some out and I still do it with my hand and do the webbing
thing.
It's
so gross.
It's so gross. Yeah.
It's a little. It's. But there's something sad and empty about it.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying. I don't know why you're arguing.
Well, no, I'm
me.
Saying masturbating is sad and empty. That's the like when you were young. And you used to jerk off? What did you do? Magazine? Sock? What did you do?
Well, the wall.
I'm sorry?
And my mother, my poor
you
mother.
You would shoot on the wall?
My poor mother.
Of all the places that would be like, okay.
No, because I had this I had this Duran Duran poster.
And you were really into Duran Duran?
Yes.
So you would come on the poster?
But it's the Rio poster. But it was framed.
Rio.
So yeah. If you saw my bedroom, so you have the bed, which mm-hmm. is a twin.
Single.
A single?
Mm-hmm.
No, it wasn't single. It was a twin bed.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, so that was in the back of my room. That was
so you,
a frame thing, right?
That's hot to you.
But it looked like she was crying cum.
Oh, my God, Bobby.
Right. So it's like I would smear it like after I was done. I would just not even look. I would just smear it on there, right?
Gross.
And it dries yellow.
No,
so
dude.
So it looks like, shut up, all right? Don't look at me like that, right?
She's disappointed.
Yeah, yeah. So, and then my mom.
This is what you came back for.
Every 6 months would be like, Bobby, why are you so yellow? You know what I mean?
That's art, mom.
Yeah, and she would have to use a fucking.
Like a windshield cleaner?
No, razor blade. And chisel it off.
Oh my God. It's so gross.
That's true, though. I never used a sock.
Never?
No. I was just. Like a, you know.
Magazines, always for me. Always magazines.
What do you mean?
Victoria's Secret.
I could not masturbate to that.
Really?
Yeah.
When I was in high school, what were you thinking of? Because the internet didn't exist. We didn't have the internet to jerk off to.
No, there was a, have we talked about this before? There was a rock.
Oh my God, yeah.
The community would, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And then my friend Alan Meadows.
Alan Meadows.
My friend Alan Meadows' parents, God rest their souls, his dad had porn, and him and I used to.
I know, but in your
drawers.
Room.
What?
In your room.
I would borrow his magazines. Oh, those feelings. The excitement.
Do you just get emotional? Missing the old porn days?
No, it's not just the porn days. It was the feeling of like... just hanging out with your friends, riding your bike.
Jerking off together.
Yeah, that too. Yeah, but like... Or like my friend Jason Hill, he was in a band called Louis the 14th. You know them?
Mm-hmm.
So he was the singer of... But as a kid, he lived right down the street from me. So I remember Jason, he was in his garage. He had never smoked pot before. And I brought my bong over.
Hell yeah.
And I was teaching him how to do it. And I just remember those moments as a kid, you know?
Yeah.
And there's a feeling, like summers were different. There was just a feeling.
Trust me. I know. Yeah. I'm smoking weed in a garage.
Oh my God, it's the best.
The coolest. Sitting on a couch, smoking weed, cigarettes.
Yeah.
Talking shit.
Talking shit, mad shit.
I miss those days.
I miss those days. Now it's like the end is coming.
It's right around the corner.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, you're 50 soon, bud.
The end's coming.
I don't think you're going to die anytime soon, but I do think that you're reaching your Tyrone Woodley years.
I don't think so.
No, you're right, dude.
It feels different.
You're about to pop.
Don't say that.
You're about to pop.
But I feel like something different's happening.
What do you mean? In society or
no,
in your
in
life?
Just in my own life.
What is it? Is Kalila pregnant?
No.
That would be incredible.
It has more to do with the business.
You okay?
Has more to do with the business.
Well, what is that? Tell me. Like you're booking a lot of stuff. You feel like it's rolling.
That's not just booking. It's just I don't like talking about it, but I will.
You love like talking about it. First of all, you love talking about it.
I don't love talking about it.
You love hyping yourself up.
No, it's just the kind of like you know you have always had great opportunity. No, just don't. I've known you.
Bobby, you've always... I have made everything I've got.
Okay.
Nothing came my way.
Mixed Drinks. What was that show called?
Mixology.
I auditioned for that. I didn't even get far.
I know, but you weren't.
So my you got it.
You weren't right for it.
That's my point.
Yeah, but
right. You always are right.
No,
you're always doing stuff with Seth Rogen, all these things.
No one thing I got cut out of. Dude, this is a lie. You're
okay. So what I'm saying is that you've had a great life.
It's been okay
and a great career.
Yeah,
and I just want a little.
You've had a tough road.
I just want a little for myself. That's all.
You've been.
Go ahead.
It's so annoying.
No, what you annoy me.
No, you annoy me.
Yeah, it's a fucking montage.
It's a fucking vignette.
It's a montage, for sure.
It's a vignette.
All right.
It made me cry either way.
Yeah,
Jules, are you happy to be back? Pull the mic towards your fucking mouth.
I'm okay.
Are you sad to be back?
She's so bummed.
You are sad to be back.
Because
let me tell you something. The response we got from having Doc Willis on the show was great. People love Doc. If you want to, do you want to take off and us make Doc fill in permanently?
No.
You still want to be on the show? Okay.
Okay.
I saw you guys measure yourself when I wasn't here, and you admitted that you were 5'2".
I know, but he was saying
no. But you admitted it.
Stop.
You admitted 5'2".
He said he was 5'3", and I told him you're wrong because I'm an inch taller than you. If I'm 5'2", you're 5'1".
Okay.
Is my point.
But how tall do you think you are now?
What's that?
Because we've got some old proof. This is proof that you admitting on this radio show from years ago how tall you are.
And you also do a lot of work with Chelsea lately, right?
Yeah, I do that. I was in Grey's Anatomy. I was that girl, remember?
You were a girl in the movie?
Yeah, I was that girl in Grey's Anatomy. That was me, bro. I was in the show Heroes, remember? That was me, bro. I was in the movie Entourage, right? I play basketball. Right? Insanity, bro. That's me, bro. I do all that, bro.
Right. How tall are you, bro?
What? I'm 5'2", but let me say something.
The admittance. You know you're 5'2".
It's so funny what you're saying, what you're doing right
you
now.
You know you're 5'2". You said it for years. This was 7 years ago. You knew it.
Yeah.
You didn't get taller, bub.
Bub.
You didn't get taller, bub.
Bub.
Bubby?
What I say in radio shows and podcasts are lies.
Okay.
And that's a fact.
So you've never said a truth on anything?
No, not really, no.
So, okay, say it again. What I say on radio shows is a lie. That's a fact.
What I say on radio and podcasts are a lie.
That's a fact.
It's a fact.
Print it.
Because if you, like, for instance.
Everything I say is a lie, that's a fact. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Perfect.
Okay.
Perfect.
But what I want to, I can back it up. I can back it up.
Please. Okay. I don't know how.
I'll show you.
Because it's a lie.
Yeah, even my backups are lies. Okay.
Okay.
So I'm going to prove to you.
Okay, please.
There's a story.
Of a lovely lady.
Right. And she had three boys.
Three lovely girls.
Oh, three girls.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
You have no, nobody has no, you know what that's from?
No.
Brady Bunch.
Pull the mic to your face, even if you're slouchy pouchy.
Yeah.
No.
Dude, what's crazy is
it's already,
people are so happy that she's back. They get so excited. Where's Jules? And then she comes back and she just gets to fall into her chair.
Yeah.
Like those pot commercials when they're like, don't do pot. And that girl's melding into the couch. You know that stupid commercial?
It was her first day of college today.
Did you have class today?
Yeah.
We lied to everybody. Told them you were going to what? New Mexico? What did we say?
Yeah.
Everyone's been asking me
about New Mexico.
If I went there already.
Some people in Albuquerque were so excited to see you. Yeah. How was the first day of class? School. Well, you didn't go, right? It was
online. It was fine. No cute boys.
Is it Zoom? Well, you can't really see how cute someone is on Zoom, can you?
I think you can.
How many? So you, not everyone's on one screen. You swipe to see the rest of the people.
You could put them all on one screen, right?
Did you do the swipe to see everyone?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Interesting. Do you think that they were swiping going, oh, that's a cute girl? Or
you think any of them knew who you were?
I don't think so.
Is there a chat at all?
Yeah, there's a chat.
Did no one said anything like, hey, Rudy Jules?
No.
Fuck.
But she did get recognized at the airport.
Yeah, in Hawaii.
In Hawaii.
Really? Just by yourself? Was Kalila there?
I think Kalila
was
there.
Well, they said hi to her, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I want her to be alone somewhere and somebody recognize her.
Well,
alone.
That's why, because we're going to Cancun.
Yo, yeah, we're going to Cancun, by the way.
But
people need to go.
She wants to bring Kalila, and I'm saying, don't.
Why?
So she can have an experience with us.
Oh, yeah, just us. Yeah, the crew.
With the crew.
Cool face.
I know.
If you don't want to do it, why you want to bring Kalila because you want a partner in crime.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get that. She wants her butt.
That's but her. Can we be the partners?
She doesn't like us like that.
Yeah.
By the way, but show that. Do you remember we talked to, okay, we talked to a band called the Bobby Lees.
Mm-hmm.
Look at this. This was posted on the Reddit. There's a guy, there's an MMA fighter named Bobby Lee who's a redhead.
Okay.
Do you know this guy?
No.
Look at, zoom in on this guy. He renamed himself Bobby Lee, though. He's
he
a
did?
Redhead. Yeah, for us.
No.
No, that's his general name. His real name is Robert Lee.
Really?
Sketch. But I feel like we should support this guy.
Yeah, I think we should support
can
him,
we
too.
Do, can we bad friends, can we sponsor a fighter?
Let's sponsor this guy.
I want to sponsor Bobby Lee, the yeah, fighter. Yeah. So if he's out there, Lee, anybody knows. He's 12-6-0, pretty good.
There's an MMA fighter named Bobby Lee that looks like he could be related to Santino.
He's a Ging, dude. He's from
he's
part
ginger.
Of the Ging Nation.
Yeah.
And 12-6-0 is not bad.
It's not great, though.
It's not. We He needs some
because
help.
This is like 12-6-0 in like regional,
yeah.
The scene.
He's like local bar fights, 12-6-0.
I know. If he went to the, you know, like he had fought Edson Barboza, he wouldn't have ribs left.
Well, let's see what. Well, what's his weight? Go down. What's his weight class? Let's see. We got to get him in better. He's 155. Oh, he's lightweight. Nah, that's not good.
That's not good.
No, yeah. He's got to. Yeah.
Let's sponsor him.
Let's sponsor because look, it says career disclosed earnings, $0.
Yeah, yeah.
He's fighting out of St. Cloud, Minnesota.
Maybe he has a. Do you have a Venmo, maybe?
We can look it up. We can have George look into it to see if
look
we
look into it.
You know, but how cool would it be if we sponsor a fighter and he has Bad Friends shorts on when he fights? Would
that'd
that be awesome?
That'd be great. On the shorts, it says Bad Friends in the back.
But would it be bummer as if he continued to lose and then.
Right. And then the Bad Friends, there's blood on it and dry. It'd be sad.
That's all they take pictures of?
Yeah.
Two losers on podcast sponsor man whose career is going down. I hope Bobby Lee does. I hope he starts bucking up. What's the other one, Pete, that you were going to show me?
There's a slide guitarist named Bobby Lee.
Is there?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, this is a great. So, a couple of weeks ago, we showed the Cambodian army, and they beat the shit out of you.
Yeah.
Okay, in India, they do a live physical in front of everybody. Look at this.
Okay.
Just want to make sure both are there. One, two. Good, nice, thick.
Yeah.
One, two, nice, thick. One, two, there. One, two, right there. Nice. Yeah, good snake. Right, left. There it is. How weird that this is their physical.
Yeah.
They want to make sure you got two balls and a peen.
Let me ask you this. If there was a woman there wanting to be a part of the, you know, I mean, the army,
mm-hmm.
would he be able to do it?
He has to.
He would?
That's part of the code.
Oh.
So
he spends like 20 minutes on there.
Yeah. He's like, I still don't feel it. Where are your balls? Yeah. It is that. This, and by the way, the guy following him with a piece of paper.
Yeah.
He's just going down the line, grabbing their penis. What a weird.
Yeah.
I want to see one move. I want to see one get a little woof. I want to see one pop up so bad. How strange. This is part of their army routine, huh? Or he just says that to them?
Oh, the other guy was like, oh, let me check it out.
Yeah, I want to make sure.
Yeah.
I need to make
sure. Yeah, yeah, yeah. He didn't touch any of the other guys. Oh, this is my friend Jim.
By the way, how funny is it?
Yeah.
How funny is it that these guys go back to their... Oh my God.
Oh, my God.
These guys go back to like the barracks and they're like, it was hard him grabbing our dicks in front of each other. And then all the other groups are like, nobody grabbed our dick. Like, that's just this guy. That's just this dude. This is his routine.
Guy. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Go back a little bit. He points to him right there. He points to him as if... watch this. He's like... Oh, he's just nice.
Just like my dad's.
I guess you got to do this in some countries just to make sure.
I think we should reenact this. George?
George, come up here.
George, you have to reenact. We're the soldiers.
We got to make sure.
Wait, which one am I? I don't want to do this.
Yeah.
We want to make sure that you're still
built.
Yeah, I
want to see what your style is.
Yeah, we want to see
here,
what you're still built.
Go ahead.
Come here, George.
You probably don't want
to
do it.
Test out Bobby to make sure he's good enough to podcast.
Yeah.
There you go, George. Make sure he's good enough to podcast. Oh, nice. And? Are they both there? Very good.
Yeah, good.
You're ready to go to war.
I'm ready to go.
Well, that'll be a meme.
Yeah. You
can we make
barely
that
a, touched it.
Can we make that an NFT? Can we make you getting your balls
what?
Touch an NFT?
Yeah.
We can do that, right?
It's an NFT.
I just am learning.
I know what I... Oh, yeah, property.
NFT.
Of a property?
Non-fungible token. Do you know what I'm talking about?
No.
Google and NFT. You know what this is, Rudy. You don't know what this is?
No.
It's like your generation. NFT. Look, You can sell, buy and sell these things. Look, Steph Curry just bought the sad monkey. Look at that. Steph Curry, the bored ape. That's what it's called. And it was $180,000. All it is what you see right there.
He bought that.
He bought it.
The
digital
rights,
so to speak.
Yeah. You can also like buy scenes.
Yes.
And like YouTube like moments or the
correct.
Like somebody could buy like when if you and I say something, they can buy that moment.
Well, no, we would own the rights to that. They would have to purchase it from us.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
We own the copyrights.
Right.
But like we could sell a moment. Okay, so look, Bored Ape sold back in May for 0.68 Ethereum. And now it's worth $180,000. I get it, but it's like I don't...
Because we're not...
Because we're old.
Yeah.
We're older. Fuck.
Like pansexual.
We are pansexual. Are we? What does pansexual mean?
I don't know. I'm trying to learn all this stuff.
Can you Google what pansexual is? I don't know all those terms.
That's why let's learn right now.
Let's learn. Pansexual... Not limited sexual choice with regard to biological sex, gender identity. So pansexual means like you could have sex with
an ottoman, or I don't know how. Like
could be an ottoman,
an object.
No,
I think it's got to be human.
Oh
being.
No, towards people regardless of their sex or gender identity. So you can like another.
But why is that? Is that bisexuality?
No, bisexual is this. This says emotional attraction, romantic or emotional attraction towards people regardless of their sex or gender identity. Bisexual falls probably under the umbrella of pansexual. Because bisexual, you like men and women. This is saying you can like people if they don't identify as a man or a woman.
Yep.
I think.
And what's the binary one that they have?
Non-binary. Well, binary just means man or woman. Non-binary means you're fucking, you're gender fluid.
Gender queer.
It's an umbrella term for identities that are neither male nor female. Right. You don't identify as a man or a woman.
Because when I was in Hungary, did I tell you about this?
Mm-mm.
There was one girl that is non-binary.
Okay.
And me and this other girl, actress, who was going to meet this girl, and my actress friend said, we're meeting them.
Yeah, you don't say that, you say they.
Right, so I go, oh, she's bringing a friend. No, it's just her. And then when we're walking to this place, she was like, you know what I mean? Explained to me. I didn't know, right?
Of course, I don't know.
Then when I saw her, I did a joke.
Oh, that's five, Bobby.
What?
You said she, her.
Oh, wow, you did. In the middle of telling it, you already violated her.
I know, exactly.
Fuck.
But when I saw them, I said, hey, you guys.
Funny.
Right?
Funny.
And she's like, no, what? What I'm saying, though, is
hey, you guys is like, it's like saying, fuck, and, you know. It's like saying, what's up? You don't mean what's up.
I know, but what I'm saying is...
Hey, you guys.
What I'm saying is I want to learn. I have no prejudices, and I will accept whatever you are, whatever these new rules are, these new things.
Okay.
I'm open to it.
Yeah, I guess it's so confusing. I'm sorry.
It's like I'm...
How about this? What's your name? I'm going to call you your name. That's
right.
How I feel. What's your fucking name? Because I'm going to get confused and I'm going to fuck up. You fucked up four times in half a minute. If they go, Emily is going to be there and they are non-binary and gender fluid and pansexual and so-and-so something, I'm going to go.
So let's say I'm Emily.
Can't wait to see Emily.
All right, then you see Emily. What do you say?
Hey, Em, how are you?
I want you to say plural, Emily's.
Hey, Emily's, how are you?
Oh, there we go.
Over with.
Right.
And then if someone-
But there's a weirdness there.
No, and then I'm going to refer to you by your name if someone goes- what does she want? I go, Emily wants tacos.
Let's go to the name.
Go to the fucking...
Do you understand it's your generation?
Yeah, you guys fucking did all this shit.
I'm confused with it.
No, I'm...
Our generation, we don't, you know,
care.
Guys like you and I... We care.
We don't care.
Yeah, I care.
I don't care. No, my point is I don't care. Whatever you want to be, I don't care.
Yeah.
I want you to love it. I don't fucking care.
But I know we don't care.
So tell me your fucking name.
I know, but I still want to learn the rules.
But we don't, but by the way, there's too many fucking rules. Look, go back one slide. Go back one slide. Look. Look, click on an umbrella. It's like a fucking novel, dude. It's a novel. I don't know.
Right.
Queer,
so
fluid, poly, pan, other, bi, hetero flexibility, lesbia flexible, hetero flexible.
Yeah, I had to learn all of it.
Your name's fucking Emily.
No, all right.
No, I'm not saying I'm being open-minded. You're allowed to be whatever you want.
Yeah.
I don't. The nuances are so fucking specific. I'm sorry.
Fluid. What's zoom in a little bit because I can't
attraction
read that
was changes or might change over time.
What says heteroflexible?
That means if you can
touch
your toes.
People who are usually attracted to people of genders different from their own.
But might occasionally be attracted to people of gender similar to their own. So maybe bi. It's called maybe bi. That's the new one.
Can
maybe
we just,
bi.
You know, wait, just say bi.
No. No. Hey, no.
All right, I'm hetero. Sexually flexible.
You're heteroflexible.
I'm heteroflexible.
You can touch your toes and you fuck chicks. I don't get it. Honestly, all it means to
that
me is... You
doesn't make any sense with you.
You can touch your toes and you fuck chicks.
Yeah, that's
heteroflexible.
Oh, that's how I... okay, I get it.
Honestly,
yeah.
I'm being serious when I say this.
Yeah.
I have friends who are gay. I have friends who are bi. I love them all. Yeah. I don't fucking
but let's go. Let's read some more above. Zoom up above.
Fluid. Attraction which changes or might change over time towards people of various genders. This just means you haven't figured it out yet.
Yeah. People who are used... Okay. Homo,
or you have and you don't, and you want it
and
all.
What's this, veggie flexible? What is this?
Vegetable
mean?
Flexible is somebody who eats veggies while they fuck. No, it's called lesbian
flexible.
People who are usually attracted to people of gender similar to their own, but might occasionally be attracted to people of genders different from their own. This is getting too specific.
Yeah.
That's called sometimes bisexual, maybe.
Yeah.
It should say sometimes bisexual, maybe, or maybe not. Again, you know what the end of this is? You're Emily.
Right,
you're
Emily.
Fucking Emily.
Emily, you're Emily.
Emily sometimes fucks girls.
Unless Emily.
Sometimes Emily fucks guys.
Oh, but
sometimes Emily fucks girls who wish that they were guys. Sometimes, wishing they were fucking girls.
But sometimes Emily will decide to be Chad.
Then say I'm Chad today.
Right.
And I'll go, hey Chad.
Right.
And then Chad.
And Chad will be like, what's up?
Whoa, Chad. But Chad will go.
I know I was Emily yesterday, but I'm Chad now.
And Chad will go. Don't call me. He, even though I won't go by Chad, and I go, right, I'm not going to call you a fucking he or they or them or she. I'm calling you fucking Chad.
Right.
All day I'm calling you
Chad. Let me ask you this, though.
We should wear
name
tags.
How do you feel about it?
Huh?
I know this. I know that we are willing to bend and learn these new, you know what I mean?
Sure.
But how do you feel about it?
How I just said.
Do you really feel that way?
Of course. Uh-huh. I don't care what you want to be. Because
what if they want you to care?
I don't care. I don't care about everybody. That's insane. I care about the people I know.
But if I'm Emily, I want you to care.
I barely fucking know you.
No, let's say we're good friends and I'm lesbian flexible.
Okay.
All right. I want you. Do you care about it?
No.
Yeah, I want you to care. But I think that's the problem.
Here's
with,
why.
Why
do I care about your sexuality?
Because I want you.
That's the least important part of our friendship.
Right.
You're my friend.
Okay.
I care that we have cool conversations. We go to concerts together. We get high together.
Okay.
I care that we fucking hang out. I don't give a shit what kind of person you want to fucking suck and whatever. Okay. Do you see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Do you, like, you don't, what your generation is, you don't care, right? You hope people do their thing and be happy. I don't fucking care.
Are you're heterosexual, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Are you anything else? Are you lesbian flexible?
Maybe I could be...
Or heteroflexible, I mean?
Yeah, maybe I could be heteroflexible.
Because you might sometimes be attracted to women.
Yeah.
Okay, so she's heteroflexible.
I might be heteroflexible.
You are heteroflexible. You're bisexual.
Okay, anyway, thank you for being a bad friend. What?
You are. You're bisexual.
I want to be hetero. That's... You can't dictate what I am.
Listen, Emily.
I'm telling you what you I am.
Listen up,
Emily. I'm heteroflexible.
Sure. Okay.
Okay, good. So I want you to accept that and be happy with that.
I would, you know what? I do accept this for everybody but you.
Why?
Because I don't accept you in my heart. No.
My mom again.
Hold on. What did your mom say?
Always find a reason to smile, she said.
Well, let's write her again.
No, because I think she was confused about this
one. Please, Bob.
All right, let's do another one.
Here we go. Ready?
Right.
The waves of time.
The waves of time.
May shift the sands of our lives.
But they
will never take
our freedom. William Wallace. William Wallace. You have to end with a Braveheart quote.
Is that a real William Wallace quote?
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Never take our freedom. No,
yeah, but the
end.
Shit that he said before.
That was just my head.
Oh. So the waves of time may shift the sands of our lives,
but they'll
but
never.
They will never take our freedom.
By the way, that's going to end up on a fucking shirt somewhere.
Good night, Mom.
Oh, and also, will you write this to your mom?
No, not too
no,
late.
Please, please.
Okay, go ahead.
Will you write, thank you for being a bad friend to your mom?
Okay, thank you for being. No, because she doesn't know what get. Okay. Thank you for.
I love your mom.
Hold on. Thank you for being bad. Okay.
All right, we need to address two things real fast, and then we're done.
What?
One, Bobby is turning 50, but we can no longer have the party. You have to say it. The fans want to know.
We're not having a party, but what we're going to do is the winners are going to do a Zoom call with us.
Yeah. Sadly
not.
The restrictions are making it so we can't.
Delta.
Fucking Delta.
Fucking Delta. Thank you so much for sending in the video submissions. You know, we've seen all of them. We saw them.
We did watch a fuckload of them.
A lot of them.
Yeah.
And I really appreciate it. You know, it makes it feel good that you guys are.
We appreciate you. When we're sorry that we can't have the party, it's no more party time. Rudy, now that you're back, you got to end us again. Go look in your camera and say it, mama.
Thank you for being a bad friend.
Welcome back.
For 20% off your pulley.
Nope.
All right. For 20%.
What's nope.
I'm going to have to laugh. Hold on. Let me finish it. I got to do this last one.
Sure.
All right? For $20 off your Buffy comforter, visit Buffy.co and her bed frame. I got it right here. Let me just say it.
Go
Stop
ahead.
Laughing, right?
Jules.
For $20 off your Buffy. Well, for $20 off your Buffy comforter. Let me just do it.
Do
please.
It. You can do
God,
it.
All right.